It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A stint as a first baseman on his high school baseball team was the springboard to University of Pittsburgh medical student Christopher Morosky being chosen by Forbes magazine as one of its 30 under 30 for 2016. Christopher Morosky joins us to talk about this honor and how it happened. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much, and I appreciate you having me.
You started doing medical research 3 days after your high school graduation, and your name is on 52 peer-reviewed studies in just your second year of med school. How did this happen?
Well, yeah, I've made the bad joke before that, you know, when you sort of fall on something that you don't exactly know where it's going to lead, but you try to make the best of it. So as you already said, you know, I had a few ankle injuries in high school. You know, one thing led to another, and ultimately I needed surgery for it. And it was one of those things where I was making small talk with my surgeon at the time, who was in New York City. And in one way or another, I had mentioned to him that I thought I was interested in orthopedics at the time. And who really knows what they're interested in, you know, in high school. But he said to me, why don't you come in and check us out for the summer and see what we do? So needless to say, I ended up graduating. I had the surgery, and I think it was February. Fast forward to June, I graduated. It was a Thursday or a Friday, I think. And yeah, on Monday, I was standing in an operating room with my eyes wide open, and there we go.
What got you interested in that kind of thing? I mean, some people are, you know, they're curious about their injuries, or that curiosity might even extend to wanting to gain clinical knowledge. But there are also a lot of people who are afraid of blood and don't want to be around any of that. So what led you to your particular curiosity about it?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you even back up further than that, I would say in junior high school was a time where I would say I developed just sort of a general love for science. I really enjoyed the classes and so on. But then, again, as you said, it was my own injury that really pushed a further curiosity, I would say. And, you know, I guess specifically in orthopedics, but in medicine in general. And I would say, you know, going into that summer, right after high school, research wasn't even something that was on my mind. You know, it was, again, you're the high school graduate, you're walking into a hospital for arguably the first time, and you know, your eyes are wide open. You think you're going to see some patients for the summer and have a great shadowing opportunity. And at the time, as I said, I really didn't know what research was, and it was that experience that allowed me to see what it was like for the first time, and I guess the rest is history in a certain sense.
What did you learn when you did all that?
I would say it starts with an innate curiosity. You know, I think it's one of those things where, even go back to junior high school, it's you enjoy science, and you know in some way that what you're doing may in some way affect patient care or has the potential to affect patient care in the future. And I guess looking back to my own injury, actually that was one of the projects that we did. We went back and looked at the clinical outcomes of the surgery that I had. It's one of those things where if you can in some small way affect the patients that will ultimately have that potential procedure in the future or just science in general, that's what makes it all worth it.
But what did having that initial experience do for you in terms of maybe making you realize that I can be effective in this area?
It opened up an opportunity that I didn't know existed, essentially. And as I said, the research was a whole thing that I hadn't explored at the time. And it's, you know, you start to get into things, you like it a little bit more, and as you know, you continue to develop a curiosity and you know, within certain things. And it's a tough question to answer because, you know, when you start down a road that you weren't sure was open in the first place, you just keep going and see where it finds. And I think that it's an innate curiosity within research and within science, and not only within clinical things, but also within basic science things, within a laboratory. And you know, you start with a basic question, and whether that's in sports or whether that's in lungs, or some of my classmates are working in heart or pediatrics, and it all starts with a question. And I think, you know, the thing that is interesting to me and to many of my classmates that also have an opportunity to do research is that, you know, when you finish a project, you know, you have certain conclusions, but at the same time, what that project does is ultimately it asks many more questions. So it's sort of this never-ending never-ending feat, or for lack of a better description, to improve science and leave the world a better place than you found it, as crazy as that sounds.
How did you learn about being chosen by Forbes magazine as one of its 30 under 30 for 2016?
So they contacted me probably back in November and asked for some further information. And they had mentioned that I had been nominated. So I provided that information, and lo and behold, you know, I hadn't really heard from them until January again. And when I got an email on, what was it, the Monday that it was released, the Monday after New Year's, January 4th or January 5th, and they said, that I had ultimately been selected.
And how has the recognition by Forbes magazine impacted your life?
It's certainly an honor, absolutely an honor. But, you know, it doesn't change me as a person. It doesn't change what I do. You know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, I've always seen research as a team sport. You know, it's not something that one individual can do. There are many people that ultimately make projects happen. Your mentors, your principal investigators, co-authors, you know, other medical students that you may be working with, an entire support staff. So in some way, I'm a little bit embarrassed that you know, I'm getting recognition for something that in the grand scheme of things has involved a lot of people and a lot of collaboration.
Have you been contacted by maybe some people that you don't know as a result of this?
I have. I've gotten a lot of emails, texts, phone calls, and actually, you know, one of the things I've been blown away by, a lot of the nice notes from people throughout the university, from old professors, from administrators at the university, at the medical school, classmates, and so on, and even, you know, friends in high school that I haven't heard from in 5, 6, 7 years. So I've been blown away by a lot of the nice notes that I've received.
So what would you like to end up doing?
Immediately, I need to finish medical school. So I have 2 years left of that. We're approaching the end of our second year. We actually have the first step of our medical licensing examination at the end of April. So that's acutely on our minds at the moment. But next year we start our clinical rotations in the third year. So we're getting a taste of everything. You know, all the different specialties we, you know, rotate through. You know, internal medicine, surgery, all sorts of different things, and we get a taste of everything. We go on to residency. Medical school.
You're going through all this in order to do what?
I want to do orthopedics, ultimately. And again, it's a curiosity that started with a so-called simple ankle sprain of myself that turned into something that I never thought would be possible.
Sounds like you're well on your way to a career in orthopedics. So you wanted to add something about just working in Pittsburgh, the atmosphere here in Pittsburgh, which has, you know, gained this remarkable reputation for eds and meds.
Yeah, I think we're all fortunate to play, you know, some part in Pittsburgh, and it's truly a unique place. And you know, the first time I came out here was probably in end of 2006, end of 2007, and you know, to check it out, because I went to undergrad here as well. And you know, the half of the cathedral was still black from all the soot over the past 50 years. And
we remember that.
And you know, it is remarkable, the revitalization that has gone on, and the support that the students receive, you know, from the Pitt administration. And that's all the way, you know, from Chancellor Gallagher, previously Chancellor Nordenberg, and our dean, Dr. Art Levine. They truly, truly support the students, and they inspire a creativity and a curiosity within us to do what we love, and to constantly ask questions through research. It's a very unique place, and we're all fortunate to play some part in it.
Thank you so much for joining us. Christopher Murawski is one of Forbes magazine's 30 under 30 for 2016, a University of Pittsburgh medical student, and with a couple more years to go, he'll achieve his goal. Chris Murawski, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks so much for having me on. I'm honored to be here.